What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Hidden Gems. I'm about to tell all of you everything happening in what the bailiff just called an action-packed morning. The jury has been chosen. There were 50 plus jurors in there today, potential jurors, and 18 remain. Chad Daybell was watching intently. I was watching intently. The jurors all seemed to have reactions as to whether or not their names were chosen.
Hidden, a true crime podcast. A forensic psychologist and a journalist explore the hidden motives behind unthinkable crimes while examining our deepest fears along the way.
I just am waiting to see that at least one person is here before I begin, because I know that there's a bit of a delay. When I see one thumbs up, then I know I'm live. I just took off from the courtroom. Most people stayed in there, by the way. They're waiting for Judge Boyce to get back on the bench. But honestly, even the bailiff said, well, this was a really action-packed morning, so if anybody wants to leave now, you can head out. And I took off. I don't know if I would call it action pack. I guess for the bailiffs it was. They were getting their steps in, going back and forth, doing this peremptory strikes on the jurors and having all 57 jurors in there. So let me just lay out what's going on. The jury has been chosen. There were 50 plus jurors in there today, potential jurors, and 18 remain. That had been called in the jury. And it was interesting. Chad Daybell was watching intently. I was watching intently. The jurors all seemed to have reactions as to whether or not their names were chosen. I was sitting next to Tom Evans today, who was a juror in the Lori Vallow Daybell case, and I'm so curious to know what he felt in this moment being picked. He's still in the courtroom. Like I said, I kind of looked at the bailiff and I said, well, I think I do want to go and report on this. He's like, if anybody wants to report, I just assume some people might want to. This was really big news. And I was like, yeah. But Judge Boyce is back with the jurors. He went back. And so the bailiff said, I don't know when he's going to be back on the bench. I don't know. There might be a couple of motions. Wednesday is opening statements. So they're back. The jurors are back getting instructions on transportation, on rules of the court, what they can't say to those. So they're back and they're getting instructions right now to prepare for opening statements on Wednesday. I'm here to tell you, I've never seen this in court before. This is something that's usually done so private or on record, but very private because of the potential jurors' privacy. But let me just tell you what went down there. And I was live tweeting and I was on our YouTube chat explaining, but I walk in and they positioned the entire courtroom so that Chad Daybell is facing the gallery. with Pryor, as well as the prosecution. And I think the reason they did so is because they had all the potential jurors in the gallery, and the jurors are supposed to be able to look at Chad and vice versa. So I walk in, and also typically I sit on the right side of the gallery. Today it was the left side. They moved it, and they had on the right side of the gallery all the potential jurors. And that this is also why it wasn't live streamed today, because they have to keep the privacy of the potential jurors. And when you've got 50 plus, it's a small courtroom. There's just no way to keep this private, right? So they were on this side, but Chad was on the left side. So when I walked in, I was one of the first ones to walk in. He was just right there looking at us, and I sat right in front of him. And yes, there was a good amount of eye contact. I mean, I don't think there was any way to avoid it. I don't think it was nefarious eye contact or like, oh, I mean, if I wanted to look at him, we were looking right at each other. And I have to say, I wasn't ever this sort of close with Lori Vallow throughout her entire trial. It was a really kind of wild moment for me personally, to be there so close and looking at Chad and having him look at me, and he was looking at everyone, and he was looking at the jurors, the potential jurors. It was interesting. Somebody wrote on X, the previously known as Twitter, social media, that isn't it interesting that these people being chosen, you know, Chad must be thinking these people will be in charge of whether or not he is sentenced to live or die. And I said, you know, that is pretty wild. That must be pretty chilling for Chad Daybell. And then I realized, actually, I don't know what he's thinking, and I don't know if I'll ever know what Chad Daybell's thinking, and I'll probably wonder my entire life whatever is going through his mind. I don't know. But that fact is an interesting fact, that it was this very quiet courtroom too. There were these peremptory strikes going on where the papers are being presented, sheets being presented to the prosecution's table and the defense table, and they were filling things out and marking things and giving them back to the bailiffs, who then delivered them to the judge, and that was going on repeat. And you could hear a pin drop in the courtroom. I mean, you could hear typing going on. There was typing on a computer. I think that was Nate Eaton. And then there was papers being shuffled, and that was really all you could hear as we just waited in silence. But it did feel very action-packed. It was very heavy. If you think about what Chad Daybell's thinking, and he's looking at everyone, and you look over at these 50 plus potential jurors. I used to say 57. One didn't show up. Another was excused. So now I just say 50 plus. You look over at them and wonder what they're thinking. Like, am I about to be on this internationally known, you know, murder trial or whatever it is that they know about it? They know it could be 10 weeks of their life, the next 10 weeks. And I mean, this is their future coming up. I can't imagine, as they started calling out the jurors' numbers who were being excused, I was watching as much as I could their reactions, and they would stand up when their number was called. But I was also trying to write down every number so that I had it, which I, you know, tweeted of every number that was excused. But as I watched them, there were some definitely different reactions going on as well. Like, some jurors seemed super stressed that at the end when they were remaining and they stood up. Like, so first off, everyone was standing up when they were excused. So as Judge Boyce called out the numbers of the jurors being dismissed, they would stand up. And of course, the majority of them stood up. And then after that concluded, and you could see their faces going like, okay, like, I'm no longer a juror. And some looked really relieved. There was one woman, I felt she kind of looked a little disappointed that she wasn't a juror. And I liked her. I liked her. So I was a little disappointed myself. But then they sat down, and then the remaining jurors stood up. And so then we got to look at all of them and see who was remaining, which was a really interesting moment to kind of say. It's like, you know, it's like almost like a Hunger Games, but without the Hunger Games. But, you know, you're like, are you left? You know, and here you are. These are the people remaining out of this massive pool of people that we started with a week ago. And they all looked around at each other too, and one of the guys looked really stressed. Another woman seemed to have like a smirk, like, wow, I'm going to be a juror, and she was okay. Thank you, Perry, so much. Like I said, I really want to ask Tom Evans's thoughts about this, what was going through his mind, because it is a very heavy moment being in there. There was one juror that was a little concerned, so when Judge Boyce asked, hey, jurors, stand up, the ones that are remaining, there was one gentleman who was it was almost like he said, you know, I my number wasn't called, but 523 was called. That's not the exact number, but it was something like that. 523 was called, and I'm 527. You know, it was like one digit off. And so are you sure that I'm a juror? And Judge Boyce confirmed, indeed, you are still here. You know, yes, you are a juror. So there was even that like bit of like uncertainty with some of the jurors chosen, you know. And then I looked at Chad and he was looking at all of them. And like I said, I couldn't get that thought out of my mind that Hidden Gem tweeted, where she said, you know, think about it. Chad is looking at these people realizing these are the people that will decide whether he lives or dies, ultimately, since we have a death penalty on the table. And, he, you know, again, I don't know what was going on through his mind, but he was certainly looking at all of them. I did feel like he moved a little bit more today. I mean, that's not saying a lot, but it all could also be the angle. I'm looking directly at him. He's looking directly at me, so I can see every head turn, every eye side-eyeing. But he's just, again, it's very, I'm going to call it reverently, and I'll tell you why, but reverently with his hands clasped, like I can't clasp my hands or else I'll drop my phone so I can't show you, but his hands clasped together. I say reverently because, you know, he is LDS, and I asked Aunt Vicky about it. I said, you know, has he always sort of been like this? And she said, yeah, she said yes. And that, you know, they were taught as kids to be reverent in church, to be quiet, to be well-behaved, and that it reminds her sort of, you know, how he acts in church, just reverent. So that is the adjective she used. People are asking about the prospective juror who didn't understand conspiracy get selected. I don't believe he did, and there was one in the live YouTube chat. We never had a live stream, but we were certainly conversing over there, who said they really didn't want a particular juror. And honestly, I am not the best reporter in there keeping track of every single juror number. That's not my specialty, but I did note that, and they were removed. So that juror, and I think that people were concerned that this juror believed in conspiracy theories, and so that juror was donezo. So I'll go back and check that out in the chat. I see Aunt Vicky walking over here. I don't know whether or not she wants to be on camera, so I might end this live if she's just ready to hang out with me. So just a second here. I'm on a live. Do you want to come over or stay there?
You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/hidden. A quick word from our sponsor. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and I want to tell you about a very special book. It's called MyLifeInABook.com. It's a service that also turns your mom's life stories into a book. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email, and then your mom types her responses or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, her strength and perseverance after losing John's mom just a few months ago. Sharing her stories helps us keep her memory alive. And so we've gifted MyLifeInABook.com to family members. My dad is legally blind, and typing can be tedious when you can't see, but my dad can actually record his answers with voice, and MyLifeInABook.com transcribes his audio. It's been an enjoyable thing for my dad to tell his stories, and his book is almost done. I don't think there is any gift that matters more than preserving our stories. Stories change us and teach us about what we value most. This service now puts our stories into the most beautiful, high-quality book. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code HIDDENTRUECRIME at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code HIDDENTRUECRIME for 10% off today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
She'll come over.
Hello.
Hi.
We have a jury.
Opening statements Wednesday. How are you feeling?
I'm super pumped.
You're super pumped? It was
and shaky and scared.
And shaky and scared. It was a wild moment in there. I've never seen that before. Can I ask you, I was looking at Chad thinking, he's looking at these people like they're going to have his life or death in his hands. But what were you thinking as you looked at Chad? We were far away from each other, by the way. You were on the other side next to the woodcock.
Right.
So what were you feeling or thinking?
So I was just more focused on the jurors because I remembered pretty much each one of them from the voir dire. Yeah. So it just as they were at the end when they were excusing him, I was like, oh, I like that. I really like that one. But I think we have a good jury. I'm pleased. And I'm ready to get it rolling.
Yeah. I'm pleased too. And by the way, when Judge Boyce asked, prosecution, are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. And then defense, are you good with this jury?
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone was just
everybody was,
satisfied.
I think it's a good balance.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't anybody. I was like, oh, no.
I was
stoked.
Was there anyone you were glad to see go?
Yeah. There were two people. I was like, see you later. But
bye, Felicia.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was good. Oh, look who's coming.
Oh.
It's him.
Let's, someone else is coming. And you were sitting right next to Kay. And how is she doing?
Yeah.
How are you both doing?
We were hanging on to each other a little bit. I think you get emotional and it comes in these weird waves and you kind of feel this shakiness inside. I don't know, you get it too a little bit.
I do.
And you kind of almost feel like your insides are vibrating and then you kind of settle down. And then, so it's an up and down feeling. But at the end when he said, okay, we have our jury, I just was relieved, and then I got a little teary-eyed, a little choked up, because now we can, this is one step closer to just getting answers and wrapping it up, hopefully.
Justice for Tammy. Justice for Tammy. We're on our way.
Absolutely.
We're on our way. Yeah. Well, the man of the hour was Larry Woodcock, but it looks like he's being stolen by Matt Johnson's Court TV.
He definitely has some... followers here.
Yes, right. And he is talking to
man of the hour.
Yes, so we'll let him go, but it's so good that the Woodcocks are in town. They're here to see this through. Vicky's here to see this through. Justice for JJ, Tylee, and Tammy. And Wednesday morning opening statements. I bailed early. Let me ask you. I told everyone I bailed early. Are they going to do any motions or anything else? I mean,
They did the dissemination motion, which was the gag order.
Okay.
And they heard from both sides. Both sides wanted to continue through the duration of the trial. And the judge said right now it stands after the opening statements. He was going to leave it there for now. and do some consideration, apparently. Okay. But yeah, he wasn't, he didn't make a judgment. He said, right now, that's what it's scheduled for. We're leaving it there for now.
Okay.
Both parties asked for it to go through the whole trial, which actually surprised me a little bit. So I don't know what the motives were or what that does. Yeah, but it ended up being a really good little meeting of the minds there. So,
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for being a better reporter than me today. Yeah. And there you go.
I'm now a pod person.
Yeah, you're now a podcast person. A podcast people.
Podcast people.
Yes.
You're here.
Yes. Well, thank you. And so I'm going to call it a day for me. I mean, I might go live tonight, but I think, or do you want to do lunch somewhere or whatever?
Let's eat something. We never eat.
I got a lunch date. All right. We'll see you guys. Thank you for your support. Wednesday morning, opening statements. May justice be served. Yes. I'm here with Tom Evans, Lori Vallow juror, who's been every day, really, of this jury selection. So I really wanted to interview him because we have a jury, right? We have a jury. I've already done a lunch live. This is my post lunch live. We just had lunch together with Kay and Larry and Vicky. And I was like, can we just step out really quickly, Tom? Because I really, really want Tom's opinion. I had never seen this in person before, this sort of like concluding the jury, right? And I'm just so curious. Well, first off, when you were in this position, was it the same with the setup? Like, was Lori Vallow kind of looking at the gallery, or do you even remember that?
It was set up that way, to where the tables with the prosecutor and the defense facing the gallery, which was the jury. But there was I don't remember there being anybody else in the courtroom when I did it, so I don't think they allowed people in the gallery.
I would have been there because I was downstairs. We were not allowed in, so that's why it was really interesting, because for Lori's trial they did not let the public in. Today we've been let in. What were your feelings when your number were you expecting your number to be called? Do you remember that day? Because it was just, I can't imagine the feelings as they're calling these numbers out one by one, and jurors are either hearing their number or they keep not hearing it, and then they realize that their next 10 weeks are planned. Like, do you remember that feeling?
I remember that very well. The whole thing was kind of a blur to me, but the one thing I remember was hoping for my number to get called until the very end. I just knew my number was going to get called. I never questioned that I wasn't going to get out of it some way.
So you thought, there's no way I'm going to be a juror. Like, there's no way. Right. Because it is an elimination. You start with so many, like,
out of 2,000 and something.
Right. So if you just do basic probability, you're like, I'm not going to be
surely a
juror.
I'll be released. Yeah.
And there you were.
Yeah.
One of the most high profile crimes Idaho's ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it affected your life so much that here you are now with Chad's trial.
I'm thinking back to a year ago, what I was going through right now, and feeling for those guys, for the new jury, for those trial.
Yeah. So were you shocked?
Shocked, yeah. That's the only way I can describe it. And I wasn't the only one feeling it. The other jurors were feeling the same way.
So what is it that you're feeling? I can tell you're even like getting, you're a little bit emotional.
I can feel it again.
What is it, because you know what's coming for him, or is it because you just know that feeling? What is?
It's hard to describe. It's almost like PTSD or something. It's taken time to kind of come to terms with it, recognize it for what it is, I guess. Thinking the whole time that this shouldn't affect me this way. I mean, I'm sitting there with Kay and Larry, who obviously are profoundly affected by all of this, thinking that this shouldn't be that big a deal for me. But somehow it is. It really is.
Yeah, this case has touched so many, and I can't imagine how it has touched the jurors' lives, and you and Laura and a couple of other jurors luckily have given us just a glimpse, so thank you. You know, we shared this on our Members Only Live the other night, but you have written a book, and pre-sales are also, I didn't say I was going to share this, but why don't you tell us about your book, and later on tonight when I'm home, I can put the link on this description too if you want, because pre-sales have started.
Great, thank you. Money, Power, and Sex, the Lori Vallow Daybell Trial by juror number 18. I kind of go through my experience as a juror and a lot more. So you can get it Lauren will post it. You can also go to TomEvansAuthor.com and order it there.
And you are donating proceeds of this book to, is it the Hope House?
The Hope House, a home to come home to.com. They're an organization that benefits children in need.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Anything else you want to say right now, Tom? I mean, I know that we'll be talking and being with each other for the next few, you know, weeks quite a bit as we follow this Chad Daybell trial. But any other thoughts you've been thinking about? You've been kind of quiet at lunch today. You know, we've all been talking. What's on your mind? Anything?
Yeah, it's just been kind of that kind of day for me, I guess. Kind of contemplative, I think, thinking back on it all. Yeah, not really a whole lot more to add other than it's going to be good to see this through, and for Kay and Larry's sake, and you know, everybody else's sake, all the other victims also. I think a lot about the living victims and what they've been going through and what they are going through right now. So
yeah,
we're here for them.
Yes, we are. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great afternoon, and maybe I'll see you again tonight too. You never know with this trial. I just always recommend subscribing, hitting notifications, because a lot of these lives that I do on my phone especially, I just can't schedule them, and so it just helps you to not miss them. Anyway, we'll see you guys Wednesday morning, opening statements of the Chad Daybell trial. We'll see ya. Bye-bye.
Hello, Hidden Gems. It's Lauren with Hidden, a true crime podcast. As a TV reporter, I learned the art of visual storytelling. So if you're like me, you enjoy listening, but also viewing. You can actually head to our YouTube channel, Hidden True Crime, to watch these interviews. Hit the subscribe button for surprise lives and breaking news. And for exclusive content, things Dr. John and I only dare say behind a paywall, become a Patreon member at patreon.com/hiddentruecrime. You'll find bonus episodes, early releases, and insider info. Thank you for your endless support.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.